Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. For today's program, I'm sharing the second part of an interview I did with the Highland High School robotics team, the Finger Titans, after their trip to the first World Championships in St. Louis. Some of the team members I spoke with were Matt Butler, Nathan Butler, Connor Cermak, Lane Griffiths, Sam Smith, Jack Streb, and Luke Van Skoik.
Did you guys get to really, you know, interact or just like hang out or talk with other teams, especially from other continents and whatnot?
We only had 9 matches over a period of 3 days, and each match is like 5 minutes. So other than that, other than maybe tweaking a little bit of the robot, we literally had a lot of time to just walk around and talk to people. The pits are all in one area, and almost everyone there spoke English, so you could just walk up to a booth and be like, hey, what's up? And they'd talked about the robot, they talked about our robot, and they just share their story of how they got there and what they've done and everything, and it was really fun and cool.
That's one of the best parts of the FTC, the robotics that we do. And first, the whole idea in that is to be friendly. There's a big aspect, not just on robotics, but there's also certain aspects with public speaking and building a lot of people skills and things along that lines as well.
Speaking of public speaking and speaking skills, Nathan and I were student ambassadors for FIRST in the FIRST Tech Challenge, meaning we would give people tours of the entire world competition and show them everything and explain the entire thing to them.
Yeah, we signed up for a training the first day we were there and ended up on the last day we were given tours to like executives from Rockwell Collins and John Deere, just showing them around the area and telling them how the game worked, just some of the big sponsors of the competition.
And what is it that you guys love about robotics? Why do you guys like to do it?
I do it because it's great experience with everything. You get obtain a lot of diverse skills by being in robotics because there's not just the robot aspect. There's also the talking to the community aspect. You get a lot of business, marketing skills. I'm the graphic designer for the teams, and that's what I want to go into. So that's giving me perfect hands-on experience doing that. Talking to the teams is really great, and getting the speaking skills, like Matt said, is a big deal, being able to present in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about the program is the problem solving. I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but the challenge that we're actually building the robot to accomplish changes each year. It's like if you had one sports team one year, they were playing basketball, and the next year the game changed entirely, you had to reteach your team how to play hockey instead. That's like what we're doing, except we're rebuilding an entire robot each year. So getting a new challenge and figuring out the best way to solve the problems related with that challenge is one of my favorite aspects.
I can't believe we've forgotten to do yet is thank everyone. I mean, once we realized 3 weeks before the tournament we were scrambling to get our robot ready, we're like, oh wait, we also need a couple thousand bucks. It's $1,000 for an entry fee plus anything else we want to do down there.
Wait, so we sleep in a hotel.
Yeah, that'd be good. So we wrote out all of our social media, everything, and within the first day that we knew, the Riverside Area Community Club had already donated an entry fee for us. That was $1,000. Huge thanks to them and to everyone else that donated. It all helped a lot.
We got donations from businesses and from
family
people.
Members.
Yeah, family members were a huge help. We raised $6,000 in 3 weeks. That's going to fuel what we have left over. Will help us to fuel the start of our next year. If we need new parts, it'll help us improve our robot game, and hopefully we can go back to the world competition earning our way in this time.
Speaking of improvements, are there any improvements after leaving Worlds? Anything that goals that you guys have in mind for the next year?
Oh yeah,
so many.
Our robot, really, we don't know about till next year until we get our new challenge. So there's not many improvements we think we can really make there yet. But we're certainly going to take a lot of aspects from other robots and details, and we're going to put that onto our next robot. But a lot that we're going to take is our outreach. We saw a lot what other teams do, how they do it. We saw how they scout. We saw their notebooks work. We saw their pit designs, and we saw how they present themselves. And we're really going to take that, and we're going to use that for next year, I guess.
A lot. Yeah, I should say, as soon as we got back this week, every day that we've been back, I guess, we've been discussing what improvements we can make to our team, for our outreach into the community and to our school and businesses. One big program, we noticed a lot of the teams that are there at Worlds came from large cities, you know, St. Louis, Kansas City, New York. They had plenty of sponsors available, plenty of funding, and plenty of people to make their programs run. So they were starting up 11 new teams each year in their community, that type of stuff. We don't really have that. where we're from, but we're going to try to work around that problem by trying to ally all of the teams of Iowa, or at least of Eastern Iowa, under kind of one program name. It's very early in the works. This is just an idea, but we want to call it the Rural Iowa First Initiative. And what that would be getting all of those teams, again, allied under one name to do group team outreach in the community and to schools and businesses, and hopefully try to make robotics a much stronger presence in the rural community.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Robotics team, the Finger Titans. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.